Surprise, everybody. This is Dr. F. Scott Feel here with a very special episode of the HET podcast. It is a moment that we've been waiting to finally announce and release. This episode is the scholarship episode. That's right. The HET podcast is officially putting out a scholarship. This will be the first year that we do this. Our hope is to grow it year over year and hopefully help more and more people with the rising cost of healthcare education. Just a couple of details. There's going to be more coming out in the next month or so with an official landing page and application form that you can kind of fill out. But if you want to start getting ready now and start getting your applications ready. There's a couple of things that you'll have to do in order to be eligible for the HET scholarship. And those are subscribing to the HET podcast on YouTube. So find us on YouTube and subscribe there. If you're not already following the HET podcast on Instagram and Twitter, do that at HET podcast. You'll have to submit a 1,000-word essay on how you plan to make an impact in the world of physical therapy. And you can include your favorite HET podcast episode on that. We'll also ask that you submit a resume when you submit your application. You'll also have to submit proof that you are enrolled and in good academic standing with an accredited PT or PTA program. And some of the finalists then will be forwarded on to our selection committee, who will do a brief interview with you. And then the winner of the scholarship, the first annual HET podcast scholarship, will actually be announced probably late November, early December of this year. And then, like I said, we plan to grow and expand the scholarship year over year. We hope to be able to give multiple scholarships as we grow it. There will be ways to donate to the scholarship. We've already got some of our sponsors on board. Special donation from the NPTE Final Frontier crew. They have donated to the scholarship, so thank you to them for that. There is a possibility that listeners can make donations eventually. We've got a way to set that up as well. And for those that do make donations, you'll be getting some bonus content from us at the HET podcast. And that's all set up through a Patreon page, so we can get you some information on that in the very near future. Like I said, there will be a website in the immediate future. I would say probably next month. So look out in May for that landing page. We'll get you the link for that in the website. Start listening to the end of the HET podcast episodes, where the official announcements will be for this. So this is a scholarship that will be available in year number one to physical therapy and physical therapist assistant students. So if you're a DPT student or a PTA student, this will be open to you in year number one. We may expand it beyond that eventually. We may look into some terminal degrees. We don't know yet. Just kind of depends on how this thing goes and grows. So if you are a professor in the world of physical therapy or PTA, or if you are a student in a DPT program or a PTA program, this episode is for you. Please feel free to share this out to anybody that fits that bill, to anybody that may benefit from a scholarship, however big or small it may be. Again, we don't know what the final outcome is, but everything that is under the HET umbrella will help benefit the HET scholarship in some way, shape, or form. So we're excited. Again, this is our first time rolling this out. We have a good amount of work to do between now and the end of the year to get this thing up and running and flowing on all cylinders, so to speak, but we are very excited about it. We want to start giving our audience more tools, more value. We want to make sure that we are trying to address some of the issues that are talked about on the show. And the number one most given answer to our final question on one thing people would change about healthcare education is the cost. And so again, I've kind of taken my approach at fixing that through my book and my courses and things like that. I think a scholarship is another great way to try to address that. And so we're going to try to, again, find as many options possible as we can to address the rising healthcare education costs. We hope that we can make a dent in that, however small it may be. But we hope that it starts a movement and really catches on and it helps grow to a level that we can help multiple people across multiple different platforms. So excited about this announcement. Hope that you will join us on our journey in this and help try to grow and spread the word as much as possible. And we will see you on the next episode.